And in the studio with me this morning is Beth Rogers. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here.
You too.
We got your EP, I guess, back in late winter, early spring, when you put out Little Travel Back and you went to the Camel in Richmond.
Right.
And then you're now out with a brand new EP called Beth Rogers Presents Beth Rogers.
Yep.
And when did this newest EP come out?
It actually came out officially on September 7th.
So it's brand new then.
It's brand spanking new. And then, September 21st is our digital release date. So it'll be on iTunes that day.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. And let's talk a little bit about, you launching your own career. I think many of us know you as someone who tours with Ingrid Michaelson.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously are able to write really, really good songs. I really like this one from the, I heard you warming up to Come Home, but I really like that song.
Oh, thanks.
So when did you decide you're going to start putting out EPs on your own?
I actually have been doing it since before I started working with Ingrid, so.
Old hat then, huh?
Yeah. I've been kind of working at this for a long time. I went to school for music. I started writing songs when I was like 15 or 16 and playing open mic nights on Long Island where I grew up. And then have been pretty much pursuing it. And then while pursuing it, began playing and touring with her and then continuing to pursue it on my own time. So, yeah, so it's a...
I don't want to belabor the point too much about Ingrid Michaelson, but when, how did you meet?
We met through mutual friends. I'm actually now married to her bass player, but at that point we were dating, and she needed a guitar player, and so I stepped in, and I had played a little electric guitar with some other friends, but was mostly singer-songwriter, so it was kind of my first foray into being a lead guitar player, but it's been a really great experience, because she's awesome and we're all great friends and have a blast on tour. It's super fun. Her music is great, and also it's been a great experience for me to kind of grow as a musician and be able to step into some different shoes for a little while.
We have Beth Rogers in the WNRN studios this morning. She's got a brand new EP out called Beth Rogers Presents Beth Rogers. And let's hear something from that.
Okay, I'm going to play Come Home.
Great.
Okay. You know what? My capo is doing that weird thing. Let me start over. There we go.
The only thing I know is you're the one I need.
WNRN. Bess Rogers in the WNRN studios this morning, and we're talking about a brand new EP called Bess Rogers Presents Bess Rogers. So if you've been putting out a series of EPs for, I don't know, how long?
Well, I guess the last EP was 2009, so it's been, I guess, about, you know, it was beginning of 2009, so it's been about a year.
But you said that you put out, you know, EPs before.
Oh, so I just meant that I guess I was releasing music, but I put out a full-length record before that, and that was my first release, so that was 2007. So I've been releasing music since then. But yeah, the EP thing is just happens to be two EPs in a row. It's not necessarily a thing, really, with me. Although I have been releasing EPs lately because I've just been on the road a lot and have not had a whole ton of time to, you know, get into the studio. And I felt like it was, I like to release something hopefully at least like once a year or once every year and a half or something. I don't like to wait a couple of years before releasing something. I feel like at this point in my career, I feel like it's more important to just keep putting music out there at a regular basis, keep putting new music out there, than necessarily putting out a full-length record. So that's why I put out this second EP, just to get it out there.
We got Bess Rogers in the WNRN studios this morning. So it's kind of interesting to read, you know, some of the comparisons that one of your critics, you know, talked about, you know, Patty Griffin and all sorts of other really cool singer-songwriters, Regina Spektor as a comparison. But actually, I'd be kind of curious what you listen to and who influences you. Who are some of your heroes?
Oh, man. Well, Elliott Smith is like one of my favorites ever of all time. I mean, growing up, I listened to a lot of R.E.M. and Kate Bush and the Beatles, of course, Beach Boys, stuff like that. I mean, lately I've been inspired by different things. I've been listening to a lot of Laura Veers. Do you guys know her?
I love Laura Veers.
She's like my favorite ever. I love her. A lot of David Bazan, Wilco. You know, just a little bit of everything. Neutral Milk Hotel, kind of always obsessed with that record. So, I don't know. I think that I draw from a lot of different sources, and everything kind of seeps its way in somehow. But those are some of my favorites right now.
Well, it's always interesting to hear what people are listening to and what, you know, turns them on. Actually, David Bazan, you were talking about, is going to be coming to the Southern later on this month. And
that'd be a great show.
Yeah. And did you ever listen to any of his Pedro the Lion stuff?
Yeah, I love his Pedro. I've actually just, it's so funny, I don't know how I missed him, but like I had some friends that were into him, and I had listened to it, and I hadn't really like, I just didn't get it. And then recently I was like, oh my God, what have I missed? This is amazing. So I've sort of like lately just been like going back and back and back. And Pedro the Lion stuff is awesome. And I like his new record a lot, too.
I did too. Yeah. I played it a lot last year, but I'm really glad that he's finally making his way here to Charlottesville. Well, Bess, how about another tune?
Sure. I guess I'll play Favorite Day. Okay, here we go. Day in 2008 when you said you loved me and you kissed me on the mouth and told me all about the bike accident from your childhood. Took you by the hand and they threatened your life.
WNRN with live music from Beth Rogers this morning. She is talking to me about the new one, which is called Beth Rogers Presents Beth Rogers. Late last year, she put out an EP called Travel Back, and we talked earlier about her 2007 full-length EP. So let's talk a little bit about balance of life. You tour probably constantly. How many dates a year do you play?
I don't know. I haven't really done the math to figure it out. I've been pretty much on tour straight from June till Thanksgiving, and then I go out till the beginning of December again, and then the rest of the year is sort of up in the air, but I'm sure it'll probably end up being the same thing. So I tour a lot.
And you obviously must like that.
Yeah, I do, actually. It's really fun, and I get to tour in all different ways and configurations and sizes, so there's it's kind of always changing, so I think it kind of keeps it fresh for me. I don't get quite as burnt out because I'm always kind of doing different things.
Well, do you lend yourself out to other tours?
Well, no, not really at this point, but I guess just between my thing and the Ingrid thing, like here I'm driving around in a van with two girls, and then obviously the Ingrid touring is a bigger production, and there's a bus, and it's like a whole different way of touring. So it's really just those two things, but those two things definitely keep me busy.
So let's talk about these two other gals that you're touring with. How did you decide to hook up with them?
We are actually just all like friends in real life, and decided to tour together. And we did this tour last year. The tour is actually called the Quest for Glory Tour. And we did it last year. We wanted to kind of just have a fun theme that would tie the whole tour together. And it turned out to be just a blast, and we had a great time. So we did it again this year. And I've also toured other tours with Allison and other tours with Lilia. So, but this is the second time the three of us have toured together. And we just have a great time together. So it's a really, really fun tour.
We've got Beth Rogers in the WNRN studios this morning, and she got an EP called Beth Rogers Presents Beth Rogers. We've heard a couple of tunes from that, so we'll just kind of throw it open now. And, you know, I don't know if you want to do something, relatively new or old, whatever works for you.
Maybe I'll play I Don't Worry from off my Travel Back EP.
Okay.
Or are you going to play that?
I can imagine you can direct me to another song.
I can. There are five others to choose from. Okay. And this song also has a video that goes along with it if you search it on YouTube. I don't worry about my job. Let them throw me out on the street. Let them cut my pay. I will grovel at their feet. I don't worry about my car. Let my registration expire. air out of my sights. But I can't help thinking, ooh, about you. Will you be the one to see me through? 'Cause I'd hold on tight if I was holding on to you. Yeah, I'd hold on tight if I was holding on to you. I don't think about the past, all the things that I didn't say. What a waste of time, what a waste of energy. 'Cause I'm facing facts, something's coming our way. I don't worry about it, 'cause it's never gonna change. But I can't help thinking, ooh, about you. Will you be the one to see me through? 'Cause I'd hold on tight. I don't need to live to 90 if you're dying by my side. 'Cause I'd hold on tight if I was holding on to you. Yeah, I'd hold on tight if I was holding on to you. Oh, yeah, the weather's changing, so are we. So is my only worry. Will you be the one?
And it's been a great pleasure for me to have Bess Rogers here in the WNRN studios. Ingrid's already has a date here in Charlottesville at the Jefferson for October 16th. So you'll be back in Charlottesville shortly.
Back with her. And I'll also be back in Charlottesville on December 5th myself.
Cool. So you already got a date to come back.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, Bess, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been such a pleasure to talk with you, and good luck on all your touring, and we look forward to whatever you put out, either a full-length album or another EP.
Great. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.